You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Emma Gillespie, and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Friday, the 23rd of September. Parliament has resumed for the first time in a fortnight as political leaders pay tribute to the life of Queen Elizabeth II in a day of condolence motions. Some MPs have used their speaking time to recall personal encounters with the Queen, while others have reflected on the complicated legacy of the Queen and colonialism for First Nations Australians. The debate around Australia's place in the Commonwealth has also been addressed in the speeches of some MPs today, as the Australian Republic movement ramps up its campaign following the Queen's funeral and the National Memorial Service for the late monarch. Preliminary investigations at Optus have revealed an error by an IT programmer may have inadvertently allowed cybercriminals to access the personal details of millions of customers. The telco still doesn't know who is responsible for the attack, but any user who's been with the company since 2017 could be impacted. Customers' names, dates of birth, phone numbers, email addresses, driver's license details, passport numbers, and home addresses were all potentially accessed in the breach. Early investigations suggest hackers were able to breach Optus through a test network. Optus believes fewer customers than the 9.8 million worst-case scenario have been affected. Overseas, and at least 17 people have been killed as anti-government protests continue into a seventh day in Iran. Violence erupted a week ago following the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini whilst in police custody. Ms. Amini was detained by Iran's morality police for allegedly breaching strict hijab regulations and died 3 days later. Demonstrations have now spread to 80 cities and towns across the country. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has met with her Chinese counterpart at the UN General Assembly in New York. The ministers spent 40 minutes in talks during their second meeting since the recent Australian election, where ongoing trade disputes between the two nations were discussed. Penny Wong will address the United Nations tomorrow before returning home to Australia. And rescuers at Tasmania's mass stranding event are battling to save 10 pilot whales that are still alive as they prepare to tow some 200 carcasses out to sea. 32 of the pilot whales were pulled from the beach and carried on the sides of boats back out to the ocean in an enormous rescue effort by authorities yesterday. But today, small numbers have returned to Ocean Beach on the state's west coast as the Department of Natural Resources and Environment staff, volunteers and local aquaculture company personnel and researchers continue work to rescue and release the remaining surviving whales. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on why La Nina just won't seem to leave us alone. Listen to The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.